Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is this thing on? Hello and welcome to season 2 of The Voice Note. I hope you didn't miss me too much. I know what you're thinking, why have you bloody been, bitch? And I do apologise for my extended hiatus. I could never be self-employed because if I was in charge of my own annual leave, I'd just take the whole year off. What have I been up to, I hear you ask? Well, I've been busy building my empire, of course. Nah, I'm only joking. What have I been up to? The last time you heard from me, I was about to turn 30 and homeless. And then I had a bit of a crisis as a result of both of those. Well, mainly turning 30, actually. The homeless thing didn't bother me half as much because I was getting so much content out of it. And I was kind of making it my personality trait. I know I was insufferable. And then I went off the radar because I got a house. And suddenly I didn't know what to do with myself anymore. That's obviously a joke. I am very grateful to have a roof over my head. And the house is stunning. That's the main thing. Truthfully, I've been planning to come back every month and it just never happened. Something got in the way every single time. And I knew that when I came back, I was coming back to kill it. So timing was everything. To be honest, coming back for season 2 is groundbreaking because I'm known for giving up on things. I never really maintain anything long enough to make it a habit. So coming back for season 2, I'm breaking the barrier. What can you expect from season 2? Well, a lot of the same shit. You can't fix what's not broken, girls. I have some great guests lined up over the next couple of episodes, but in between those, I'm in very good company. Now, I know the suspense is absolutely killing everyone, so here we go. Because I was like, no, do you know what it was? I was sick of driving up and down the road. But also, I was like, I'll be able to do a few bits on the train on my laptop, like, right? So I was doing something on my phone first, and I had my AirPods in, and then I had to do something on my laptop. So I plugged in the headphones, right?
Right.
And just assumed that whatever I played on my laptop was going to play. And I went on to edit the old intro, you know, the one that you hate?
Yes.
When I pressed play, this is what happened.
My name is Padraig and welcome to The Voice Note, the podcast where I ask and answer some very difficult questions, diverge over your responses.
So the whole train, like, it was packed. The whole place is looking at me. There was a gay guy on the opposite side of the table. He was like the biggest, I don't want to say puns, but he was like, he spoke on the phone the whole way down. He was deafened.
Good.
I was mortified. And all I could think was, over the last couple of weeks when I was telling people that I'm bringing the podcast back, everyone was like, you have to cut the intro. And that was the part that blared out on the train. And everyone knew what my name was. So I kind of felt in that moment, I was like, what I'm doing is kind of like really bad marketing. Like, am I doing a Cian DeCro on it? It felt like Cian DeCro when he brings out the choir.
Perfect.
I was mortified. Anyway, we get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to think about what we're going to call you?
Deputy.
I was going to go with co-host, but I was like, no, like,
No offence, like.
But I think assistant.
Assistant? Well, I was thinking assistant's a bit pedestrian, so we just go with support act.
Okay, or maitre d'.
Maitre d'. Maitre okay, d'. So we'll introduce him.
Yes.
Gays and theys and anyone else in between, it is my honour to introduce you to this season's maitre d'. I'm saying this season. This season's maitre d', Shannon Jones-Murray.
Applause. Thank you.
That's the last time now that I'm going to be calling you by your full title.
Okay.
Anyway, babe, welcome to the voice note.
Thank you.
It's great to have you as part of the team, the ever-expanding team. You've made it to judges' houses, and I was thinking what we'll do is we'll do performance review at the end of season two, mm-hmm. and who knows what'll happen for season three.
Okay. Am I on probation?
You're on probation, babe, but I just think you're going to be a great fit. Do you know why? Because I was like, I need somebody who's going to provide a contrast.
Like Dermot and Alison Hammond.
You're giving Alison Hammond?
Yes.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And also, like you know, I experience life differently to you.
Expand.
Just like, you know what you do, right? And this is in the nicest way possible, and I love it, is you do boring so well.
Yeah.
Like, you do the mundane. You get joy from things that I could never get joy from, but I actually get joy from you getting the enjoyment from that.
But I used to be crazy.
I know, babe. Sure, I used to have to pick you up every week from College Road.
So I used to be crazy, but now I'm in my homemaker era.
You're in your homemaker era, which I love, and you have your own house now, which is brilliant for me because it means that I've got a place to record.
You're welcome.
How was your New Year's?
Well, to add to the boring thing, like, we were doing a puzzle.
No, but that's all right because I actually didn't do anything for New Year's either.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I typically hate New Year's because, like, I just feel like there's an awful lot of pressure. So I was in bed now for 10:30. Shannon is very good with Christmas presents, and she gave me 6 Xanax for Christmas this year. I took one at 9:00, lights out by 10:30.
It's brilliant, isn't
and
it?
I didn't regret a single moment of it. I woke her out one stage because my mum has this thing where she goes out to the road with pots and pans. And she goes banging those, and she sings Auld Lang Syne with my neighbours. And it's so funny because we don't really have that like close-knit neighbourhood feel. But on New Year's Eve, they all come out and sing the song.
But isn't that lovely?
No, it's nice, but I'm just a bit mortifying. So I heard the pots and pans, but I turned over and went back to sleep and I slept through the night. I got about 15 hours. I was never fresher. How was your 2023? Everyone is giving out about 2023 and they're like, it was a shit year. Now, it did feel like the world was falling down around us, but how was yours? You had a good year.
Best year of my life. Are you joking me? I got engaged.
Well, who fucking didn't get engaged? Shannon got engaged in New York at 4:30 in the morning. And then rang me and I was sitting on a couch in Next.
Yeah.
Trying to find a present for my dad for Christmas. And I just sat there for 2 hours screaming. Do you know what though? And I am so happy for everyone that's getting engaged.
Mm.
And I am, obviously, happy for them. But I'm sick of it now. It's been non-stop for the month of December. Does anyone get engaged any other time of the year?
I don't think so.
I, at the start of December, started buying people moe when they were getting engaged. And if you're getting engaged after Christmas, I'm telling you now, we're down to Tesco basic champagne. I'm broke from it.
Moe as well.
I know.
But don't Aldi do a 4 euro bottle of wine?
I know, but people know that then. I got you cans of Coke.
Yeah, two.
Two cans of Coke. Two. But I'd be wasting them away on you.
Exactly.
So I didn't bother. But then I was also thinking, I was like, do people think now that I'm buying them a present for their engagement because I want the invite to the wedding? Does it seem tactical?
It's very weird giving a present to be engaged. It's like, well done. You found someone.
No, you had a great year. And you bought a house.
And I bought a house.
And it is gorgeous.
And I rescued a dog who has cost me more in vet bills than anything. That's it really. How about you?
Do you know what? I could go back and say it was a sheer. It actually wasn't that shit.
Yeah.
I turned 30 during the summer. I actually, and it wasn't as bad. I was the last season of the pod, I was anticipating being 30 a lot.
Yeah.
I was expecting the nervous breakdown. It never really came. It did, but it didn't come until way after. I actually enjoyed the celebrations. I wasn't going to celebrate, but actually people made a huge effort, and that was nice. But then I always get the seasonal annual depression in August. So that came just as I was actually about to come back with the podcast.
Is that your excuse?
I was busy. Oh, I also, and now I'm doing Curiosity as well, the radio show. I actually had set in loads of targets last January.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being that I was going to just try my best to get my foot in the door somewhere to do it radio. And I did that, so I'm actually delighted with that.
Yeah.
I also went to therapy, which was one of my New Year's resolutions. And that went well. There was loads of things that I didn't do though. One of them being dating. And I of course, I said it on national television the other day. I was on Ellen Dame last week, as you know, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and then I was going through the process of everything, and then I was like, well, another thing that I didn't do was I didn't go on any dates last year. Revealed on national television that I didn't go on any dates last year, which obviously is mortifying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I come home then, and my parents are now, they're overcompensating. I went for breakfast this morning with my dad, and he starts going on about me dating. So I've made up this thing at home that I told them that the producers in LDM made me say that because I'm sick of people feeling sorry for me now.
That's made me feel even more sorry for you. I know. That you have to cover up the fact so that you're lousy. Eternally single.
It's so lousy. It's actually mortifying. Like, do you do New Year's resolutions?
No.
Fair enough.
Do you?
No, this year I'm not doing any. Well, I'm kind of like small, easy, achievable targets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep my head above water. There's enough pressure on people in January now. It's dark, boring and dreary enough.
And the key to a good year is low expectations.
Do you know, someone said the other day, every morning you wake up is a new year.
I thought you were going to be like, it's a blessing.
No, every morning you wake up is the first day of a new year. It's just not the 1st of January.
That's giving live, laugh, love.
It's giving live, laugh, love. Someone else said something else the other day and I wrote it down. I don't have it here now, right? But they said, if you're unhappy in what you're doing and you're afraid of changing it because you're afraid of failing, well, you're already failing because you're unhappy in the first place.
No one do you to write that down.
I know, babe.
That was a soliloquy.
I was in the car with my dad and I was like, shh, shh, shh. I was like, shut up, listen
like,
to him.
You were like, shh.
I had to pull in. Now, I was adamant that this wasn't going to be a podcast about New Year's resolutions because we're not setting them this year, girls. But we are going to get into our ins and outs for the year. Some of the ones that are online are so funny. Like, so funny and so clever and so relatable. Will I do mine first?
Do.
My first one is being insufferable. Being insufferable. Now, I arguably have always been insufferable.
Yeah.
I'm taking it into 2024 and I'm going to try and encourage everyone to be insufferable.
I love it. I love it.
I think, you know, buy the bike that I bought, make cycling your personality for 3 weeks and then get rid of it. Who cares? Insufferability. It's it.
I thought your bike got stolen.
No, the bike is, it's too cold and my hands crack in the cold.
That's why you're single.
Sandpaper hands.
Yeah.
Kevin always is like sandpaper. Okay, this one I love. Homo is in for 2024.
Like homosexuality?
No, homo, as in the opposite of FOMO. It's happiness of missing out.
Love it.
I love it. I've decided that this year, I show up at the opening of an envelope because I'd be afraid that I have FOMO. I'd be preempting the FOMO before I'd even have the FOMO. So this year, we're changing it.
Mm-hmm.
FOMO is out, homo is in. And also being a homo is in.
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. The soaps are in for 2024. I know what you're thinking. That's boring and mundane. Very you of me.
Like, I don't even watch soaps.
I know, but babe, did you hear anything about the EastEnders special at Christmas?
Yes, it was that, my lifeline.
That was insanity.
It was crazy.
It was insane. No spoilers now. They actually, what they did, right, was last February, they showed a flash forward to Christmas Day. And then the story, and there was someone dead. The story built up until this Christmas. And everyone knew what was going to happen, but no one knew who was dead. And I saw, like, you know, on TikTok where they do, like, a above and below video.
Yeah.
They're identical. They filmed them separately. Like, they were filmed, like, the flash forward and the actual thing were filmed separately, and there's only very minute things that are, but I'm like, fucking hell, EastEnders, pulling it out of the bag.
Do soaps only matter from November onwards? November to early Jan.
Absolutely, it only happens, they only matter on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Because someone almost dies on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're sitting at home, you've nothing to do. But, like, maybe we should be taking it into a full year. I feel like I would have been so invested in that story if I'd known what was going on. It's called the Big Six, like.
I love that.
I love it. What else did I have here? Oh, I love this one. Low-grade insults are in for 2024. What are low-grade insults, do I hear you ask? Let's go back to calling people losers.
But the thing is that I never stopped.
No, you didn't. And you know what, actually, right? You can call me anything. You can call me a scumbag, a maggot, a cheap lousy, you know what, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, whatever. You call me a freak or you call me a loser and I will actually start crying.
I love calling people, you're a weirdo.
You're a weirdo?
But it's like, do you know, you're actually a weirdo.
Yeah, but then I was thinking as well, is being weird in 2024?
Absolutely.
I think just celebrating weird people more.
Yeah.
Is in. I have two more. Okay. Another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I might need to explain this, right? Because I just came up with it during the week. Having a secret nemesis is in this year.
You're speaking my language.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would your idea of a secret nemesis be, and why would they be useful?
But it's someone that you hate. They don't know that you hate them.
Okay.
And you can pour your anger onto them.
Okay, right, okay. That's good, right? Mine is, you pick someone who's kind of like at the same stage in life as you. Like, you could be friendly with them, and like, you don't have to hate them, but you just, without them knowing it, have to be better than them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like, if someone's doing something that you're doing and you want to do it too, you just do it, but you use them as their, as your benchmark, and you just be better with them than them.
So it's like you and Paul Mescal.
I didn't know who you were going to say with that. Yeah? Well, no, actually, he's not my secret nemesis. I do think that I'm his.
Uno reverse?
Uno reverse, babe. Last one.
Mm-hmm.
She's out, but she's in.
Queen.
It's Queen. You know Queen. Exactly what I'm talking about.
Queen shit.
Queen shit. Queen behaviour, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Love her.
What I should say is, I don't know, am I leaning into her too much? Because I'm obsessed with her now.
You do that though?
I obsess over things.
Yeah. Girls Aloud, Britney Spears.
Strong, independent female women.
Female women. We don't condone murder.
But see, this is the thing that's kind of a little bit triggering about it, is that people are going to think now that I'm glorifying murder. People are replying to my story on Instagram anytime I share anything about her, being like, who is she? So there are people out there, no offence to the straights, who don't understand what's going on. Our community, the gays, we tend to latch on to strong, victimed females.
Okay.
Don't we?
Yeah.
And we tend to make them superstars. And I think we're doing that with Gypsy Rose now.
She's so funny.
It's so funny. So for people who don't know the ins and outs of the story, Gypsy Rose Blanchard is a girl who's just 2 weeks ago released from prison after, I think she served 7 years of a 10-year sentence because for second degree, I can't believe I'm laughing over this.
Yeah.
Second degree murder of her mother.
Dee Dee
Blanchard. Who else is called Dee Dee? Is it the mum in the Rugrats?
Yeah.
The lesbian mother?
Yeah.
And she kind of looks like her, I'm not going to lie.
She looks like Gypsy's husband.
Have you seen the comparisons?
It's scary.
I'm going to have to get a picture of that. They are, so there's people now saying that actually the new husband is her brother.
Why does her husband look more feminine than her mother? He's wearing lipstick as well. He's gorgeous.
He's kind of cute, isn't he?
I love him.
I know.
He's like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
We'll get into him in a minute, right?
Okay.
But for people who don't know, right, so she's just come out of prison after serving 7 years. She didn't actually commit the murder. It was her ex-boyfriend at the time. But the mother had Munchausen.
Munchausen's by proxy.
So I actually didn't realise this. I just thought the mother was psycho, but she was actually mentally unstable.
Yeah.
So she was fabricating that Gypsy Rose was more unwell than she actually was. Was she even unwell?
No.
There was nothing wrong with her. There was nothing wrong with her. She said she had leukemia. She said she had muscular dystrophy. She put her in a wheelchair. Make-A-Wish were broken from her. She was in Disneyland every other week. Do the impression of her. Like, you just sound like Mickey Mouse.
I sound exactly like
you
her.
You sound exactly like her. So anyway, right, it comes out, there's a documentary, there's loads of documentaries on her actually. It comes out anyway that she didn't have any of these. She did have access online, and she met this fella online, and then they hatched a plan, like, I mean, spoiler alert, to murder the mother. And they did, they murdered her. Mm. Then they go off missing, they find them, he gets life, she gets 10 years, and now she's out. But like, what's happened as a result has been insane. Like, I've never seen the likes of it. Like, we're basically celebrating her. And the gays have latched onto it now. And my biggest fear is that in 2 years' time, we're going to see loads of little adopted kids around the place. And they're all going to be called Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy is going to be heading the Mighty Hoopla.
Yeah, Gypsy Rose is heading Mighty Hoopla.
Yeah.
Get her onto Drag Race. Give her a collab. Give her a Poppers collab. Gypsy.
Imagine a challenge on Drag Race.
What would it be?
Your best prison outfit.
Iconic. Yeah. Right? So she's come out of prison now anyway, right? And she's blown up. She's on Instagram. She's got over 5 million followers almost instantly. She's been on every talk show in America. And they're lapping her up. And she's, I'm going to say, she's playing the best game I've ever seen anyone ever play.
Yeah.
Like, it's been brilliant. She's way more clever than people are giving her credit for.
She got her eyelashes done. She got an iPhone 15 and the world is her oyster.
Yeah, right. And then obviously people are like kind of worried about like the fella. They don't trust the fella, mm-hmm. right? Because they married while she was in prison. So I kind of see like, but like, the Americans are into that though, aren't they?
They are.
They do a lot of that shit like. Yeah. So anyway, she met him, I'm assuming pen pal.
Probably.
Probably.
I love how you're asking me, like, I'm her best friend.
I don't know, like, and I actually should know. But anyway, they meet, I was going to say online, but not in prison. Pen pal, I'm going to say. We're going to assume pen pal. And then when he went to collect her, he had, like, a full camera team with them. So, like, they're obviously recording more shit. She's non-stop.
Yeah.
She's doing bits everywhere. But what they're doing now is, to keep us in a chokehold, is they're packing on the PDA online. Have you seen this?
Yes. Right. So she. I wish I didn't.
She comments on like under his post on Instagram. So people are hurling abuse, being like he's taking advantage of her. Like he's only using her because she's gonna make loads of money now.
Yeah.
And she comments underneath. And she says, "Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you, and you love me. We do not owe anyone anything. Our family is who matters. If you get likes and good comments, great. If you get hate, then whatever, because they don't matter. I love you. Besides, they jealous." She goes hood here now, right?
Oh.
Besides, they jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Happy wife, happy life. On Instagram for millions to see. Then he responds, right? And he goes, yeah. Who said I give a damn about what these jealous people say anyway, ha? Now come get it, baby. Like, we're not having pre-sex talk on Instagram, are we?
But also, I hope you include photos of the two of them.
Yeah.
Because it's traumatising.
Yeah, it's traumatising. But like, people are obviously going to look her up now.
Yeah.
After this. They're tipping her for Celebrity Big Brother. I'm absolutely all over it.
I'd say she'll have her own TV show on TLC, like.
Without a doubt. Yeah. They're also tipping for Louis Walsh, right? I'm just thinking of Louis Walsh and Gypsy Rose in Celebrity Big Brother together.
He'll have her in a girl band.
So more of Gypsy Rose in 2024. I can't get enough of her, honestly.
Fair.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Give me your ins.
Do you want to know mine?
Yeah.
So, number one is using your Instagram like a blog and posting whatever you want.
I get this.
I don't want a curated feed.
Stop having posting anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm always worried that if I put something up, people are going to be like, is he fucking, who the fuck does he think he is?
You know what they say, baby? Don't listen to the haters.
Yeah,
come get this D.
And the wise words of Gypsy Rose.
Exactly.
Get me that. Get me a Gypsy Rose tattoo.
Take on that energy.
Do you know, I reached out to get her on the podcast. I keep sending her voicemails.
No. She's really busy.
I know.
Anyway.
But I've told her that I have the biggest podcast in Ireland and that if she wants to clean up her image here, she needs to come on the podcast. Sorry,
Another one of mine is, what's in is being fat. Because mm-hmm. we're coming out of a mini recession. If I'm plump, I'm plump with cash as well.
Okay, you can afford to eat.
Exactly. No, I can afford to devour.
You know what? You look like somebody who shops at M&S.
Yeah.
And like whatever a body image, which is why we should be promoting it.
I'm doing wallet image.
It's giving new money.
Yeah.
I love that.
Another in for me this year, cow's milk.
Cow's milk?
Cow's milk is making a comeback.
The bottoms are shaking.
They should be.
I actually get you. Do you know what happened a couple of years ago? Someone said stop drinking dairy, and now we're all intolerant to dairy, mm-hmm. and we're afraid to go back on it, but everything else tastes like shit. Who said, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make milk out of a fucking plant. Because every time I've got oat milk, it curdles in my coffee.
It smells like a bag of rice.
It smells like a bag of rice.
And then my other in is physical media, as they call it. CDs and DVDs. And carrying a portable DVD player.
Like a Walkman.
Yeah, like getting onto the train, opening up your portable DVD player and watching a movie.
But I don't know if that's fine if you don't mind watching the same thing over and over again. But like, do they even make DVDs anymore?
Yeah, because I'm buying them.
Of new movies?
Yes.
And what are you playing them on?
The DVD player.
But they're not making DVD players anymore.
Yes.
See, this is the mundane shit that I love you for.
You're welcome. My last in is wearing a cape, unironically, a la Claudia Winkleman.
Trainers.
Yeah.
I only started watching that this year. I never saw it before. Yeah. Choke Hold. Dare I say, the best reality TV program ever. And you know how much I love Big Brother.
But also, imagine wearing a cape, having a fringe, and walking around town.
And also, the gloves that she wears in that show. Iconic.
Let's bring it all in.
Bring it all in. Well, I infamously wanted to get a caftan for my holidays last year, and the lads were like, you can't. All the rich gays in Mykonos wear caftans.
Bring in the caftans, bring in the capes.
Bring in anything that's not a pair of pants.
Exactly.
Okay, will we get into our outs?
Yes.
Okay. I only have a very small few, and I think they're going to make me sound like an asshole, but I don't care. First one, making small talk with people, out. Sitting in silence, in.
Agreed.
Do you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't really care how your day's going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On that note, when do you stop saying Happy New Year to people?
I don't think I've started.
I haven't stopped. It's my first thing to ever. I say I've said it about 10 times today. I've only met 3 people.
Just stop.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's just, I think it's anxiety. It's my social anxiety manifesting.
You're the epicenter of small
my
talk.
My shoulder's up around my ears.
You're the epicenter of small talk.
I know. And it's me. So maybe I need to stop making small talk with people. And I need to sit in silence.
Yeah, agreed.
Another one. This is not about me. This is about everyone else. So if you're friends with me or you know me, take note. Getting on with people because they don't want to do what you want to do. So let me just put it into context. Let's just say you want to go out, right? And I don't want to go out. And then you get on with me because I don't want to go out with you. You're a loser if you're getting on with people. Also,
You're a weirdo.
You're a freak, actually.
You're a pervert.
That's not all great. That's not great.
Sorry.
If what I'm doing is affecting you, mm-hmm. then that's your issue, not mine.
Okay.
So, fuck off, is what I'm saying to people.
You are taking on Gypsy Rose and Earl Smith.
I know. I just can't do it. Sorry, my shoulders are up around my ears. Resilience.
Okay.
Resilience is out because if you're doing something that you don't like doing, or if you're doing something that's not providing you with any joy, give it up.
So true.
Give it up. Like, okay. Honestly, take up a new sport, don't like it, give it up.
Yeah.
Going to work, give it
give
up.
Give it up.
Give it up. Honestly, paying your mortgage,
give it up.
So giving things up is in, resilience is out. I always think back to like when my dad made me learn the guitar. I couldn't play 2 chords on the guitar now. He tried to make out one day, right, that he paid €50 a week for 4 years. I don't know how much that is, but anyway, he was coming up with some wild amount, like €2,000 that he spent on me learning to play guitar. I couldn't tell you how to hold the thing. I should have just...
Give it up!
Exactly! My last one. Let me explain.
Okay.
Ariana Grande's... Well, I was going to say Ariana Grande, actually. She needs to go, but then at the same time, she's actually not out though. She's coming back with music, first of all, we know. And then she's also on The Voice. And I was watching it with my mom last night, right? And everyone was picking her. Everyone was like, oh, Ariana Grande's team. And I was like, this is defeating the purpose of the whole thing. Stop picking her. She's such a pick me. Whether I like it or not, she's going to stay in. But Ariana Grande's sex drive has to go in 2024.
I agree.
And my reason is her libido makes her do some weird shit.
Like SpongeBob.
Like your man SpongeBob. Now, I don't want to, like, I mean, who am I? Like, I'm so pedestrian. He's like a global superstar, really, in a way. Mm-hmm. Did he just shag Ariana Grande to get more famous? Potentially. But like, I'm kind of like, as well at the same time, look, it takes two to tango. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Right? She's as much to blame as he is. he's probably more to blame. Like, he had a wife and a child. But it's going to be easier for her to say no to him, no offence, than it is for him to say no to shagging Ariana Grande.
Do you know what I say to them? Grrrap!
Are they still together?
I think so, yeah.
That's bizarre. Watch that unfold now.
They're out.
And, like, people were giving out with Pete Davidson, like...
I love him. He's in, she's out.
He is kind of sexy, isn't he?
He's so hot.
I don't know what it is.
People say that Pete Davidson looks like the fella you'd work with in McDonald's, who is so hot when you're in McDonald's, and then when you go outside, you're like, oh.
Do you know, he kind of reminds me of Skitty Scumbag.
BD.
Have you seen it?
No, but I wish.
You would just assume. No, he's also like 7 foot, is he?
There's a, because he used to be on SNL, there's like a section on SNL where they were like, he has big dick energy.
He does, actually.
Yeah.
Which I love for him.
Do you want to know my outs?
I would love to know them.
Okay, a small few. One is obviously oat milk.
Yeah, okay.
The second is pregnancy announcements and gender reveals. I don't care. I literally don't care. And also, it's way cooler if I just meet you one day and you have a child.
I know, right? But my demographic on this podcast is typically women who are having children.
But guys, keep it a secret. Because one, I don't care. Two, I don't care. And three, like...
But you can do them tastefully.
But no, can you imagine...
Mary Lou O'Connor,
little girl, you know, suddenly she posts a photo of a child being like, surprise.
Now, I know people who've done that and it's brilliant.
Gagged.
Like, now, if you want to make an impact, that's what you do. I just think, whatever, I think the pregnancy announcements are lovely. I do, I actually do. But my thing is, the gender reveals have gone too far. The gender reveal brigades need to sit down. Have you seen the one where it's a guy and a girl and he's a painter by trade? It's in the UK, right? So they build a big black wall and they give him a spray gun and he wants, like, they did a video where it was like, he's like, oh, I'm your dad and I think you got to be a boy. And then the mom thinks it's a girl, right? So then the gender reveal is that they're going to spray the black wall and if it's pink, it's a girl and if it's blue, it's a boy. But he sprays it and it's pink. And obviously he's not happy about it, so he just continues to spray. So everyone's like popping like champagne and like there's like confetti going 90 and your man is just standing there as if nothing's going on, as if he's doing a day's work, like just painting the wall, and it's brilliant. It's so awkward.
And my last one is the word girl boss and the term building my empire.
So Monty May is out. Money May's out for 2024. Loads of people are saying that we need to stop gay slang in general, like slay and stuff. But you know what? Actually, the gays have given up slay.
Yeah, it's the straight girls.
And I look, at the same time, you know, don't shit where you eat. I know the straight girls, you know what I mean? They've made me who I am. You know what I mean? I owe a lot to them.
They got you that Oral B.
Yeah, they got me the Oral-B girls. They've been clicking that affiliated link non-stop. And I do appreciate it. But, like, don't be slaying at me.
And, like, the terminology, CEO.
CEO.
Like,
CEO.
That's enough.
I think that's
enough.
We've
been here for 2 hours.
Babe, it's been
a
pleasure. I mean, I won't do the performance review now. We'll let the girlies decide. We leave the CEOs decide.
Guys, I'm building my empire. Come on. I was about to shake your hand.
Duck to water feels like I never left. It feels great to be back though. I'm absolutely delighted. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. But in the meantime, you can follow me on all my socials. It's Padraig_WMC. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. Can we say Twitter? I'm going to say Twitter. And also, I'm throwing shit at the wall over on TikTok too. So go over and give me a follow. Between now and then though, you can hear me. I'm on the radio every Saturday on Dublin City FM with my good pal James O'Hagan for our radio show Queeriosity, and you can hear it wherever you get your podcasts as well. So check it out. See you in 2 weeks.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.